Zobrist writes in his Agada, Are you allowed to invite a non-Jew to your house on Leil HaSeder? There's a poor non-Jew who needs a meal. You're allowed to invite him to your Seder to your house on Seder night. So Zorbasin starts off the tshuva saying lechora aser. It seems to from the beginning it seems that it would be absolutely forbidden because we know the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tav Kuf Yud Bet Sif Aleph. Excuse me. Ein mevashen letzorach kutim beyontif. A person should not cook for non-Jews on Yontif. Lefichach aser lahazmino shema yarba b'shvilo, because we know that if you're going to invite them, then you're going to increase the cooking for them. And we know that you're only allowed to cook for Jews. You're not the din derabanan that a person's allowed to cook for on Yontif. It only applies to Jews and not for non-Jews. And the Rav Zorbasin continues el detzorach ian, because he says it, maybe this means el detzorach ian. Why the mevur b'sidur hayavet? It says in sidur hayavet shema she'onum omer b'hagada. We say in the Hagada in the beginning by halach ma'anya. Anyone who's hungry, come in and come and eat by us. Maybe the Siddur Yavit says that maybe this specifically refers to poor non-Jews. Because we're trying to be able to bring shalom to them. We're not Jews, we don't just care about Jews. Maybe, says the Siddur Yavit, it doesn't only apply to this declaration at the beginning of the Seder. It doesn't only refer to Jews, but it's also referring to inviting all the non-Jews who are poor to our Seder for shalom, to be able to have peace with them. Kemosha Amro, as we say, Jews should try to give parnasa, give money to non-Jews who are poor, and also to Jews who are poor. And then only then do we invite the end of halach miyana. Then it says kol detzarach hin and this. The rest of halach miyana refers to the Jews who are poor. Rav Zorbasin says we have to really look into it. But Rav Zorbasin says the haray aser lahazmin nachli yisur biyontif. He says, at the end of the day, it's for sure aser to invite a non-Jew to your house on Yontif. Why? Gzeira shema yivasha avura, because maybe he's gonna, what's it called? Maybe you're gonna be able to cook for him, and then you're not allowed to, right? Avafilu to yaid is eva aser. Even if you're gonna say that maybe it's okay because of eva, we know eva is the halachic principle that you want the non-Jews to be able to look good at the Jews and not to be and say, oh, the Jews don't care about me. You want to cause strong positive relationship with them. But it says Rav Zorbasin, even says Biralacha Asr Lazmino, Biralacha writes, the Chavetz Chaim says it's Asr, even for Eva would not be a good reason for this. So Rav Zorbasin does give a little bit of eitzah. It says if you want to invite these non-Jews, maybe give them things like nuts, and give them like little things of candies that you want and shouldn't have to cook for them. And he says, and Rav Zorbasin does add at the end, so just to have a little bit of a close. So Rav Zorbasin says it's for sure aser to invite them. The Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to. Why? Because maybe you're going to cook for them, and the din of cooking on Yontif only applies to be cooked for Jews and not for non-Jews. And even if you want to say maybe it has to do with Eva, you want to create positive fostering relationships. And so if we help the non-Jews, then one day the non-Jews will help the Jews. Eva doesn't apply here, and we would not be allowed. But if Zorbasin does give an eitzah, maybe if you want to invite them, you would have give them nuts and stuff. You wouldn't have to cook. But Zorbasin then quotes a story at the end. Says there was a Gadol Yisrael once that was knocked on a diplomat's door, non-Jew diplomat's door, and he invited him to his house on Seder night, and he accepted them. So Zorbasin said, I asked my father-in-law Rav Yoshev at the time, how did this Gadol do this? Kaiser also came. Haray also lahazmin nachri. It's also to invite nachri to your house on Yontif because you're not allowed to cook him. Shema yarba lechol. Maybe you're going to have to cook for him. So Rav Yoshev said, "V'heishiv shehem hayu rak ad hasudim." Maybe the non-Jews, maybe they only invited him until the meal, because at the end of the day, you know, the meal's only the issue, right? He's allowed to be there for the kaddish or chatz karpas. He's allowed to be there for some cucumbers and some lettuce, whatever it is. End of the day, he's not allowed there because maybe you're going to cook extra for him. But maybe the non-Jew, says Rav Yoshev, maybe this non-Jew only stayed up until the suda, and therefore it would be okay. At the end of the day, when the Pesach's all about, you know. Pesach is all about Am HaNivchar. We feel, when Amish feel like we're special. Atabar Chatanu Mikolmim, says the Grad, when we say this tefillah on Yontif, Atabar Chatanu Mikolmim, it specifically refers to Pesach. Hashem, you chose us from all the nations. Pesach is not a time to start inviting the non-Jewish employees. Pesach is a time to be able to stay together with our families, with our friends, and Bez Hashem, be able to celebrate the great Yontif, with a chosen nation. And if we want to invite non-Jews to our Torah tables, it's great, but maybe we should try to do that the rest of the year. Pesach, we have to remember this tremendous relationship, tremendous love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with us. That's why we say Shir Hashirim at the end. That's why we really say Shir Hashirim at the end of the Seder, somehow the custom. Because when we're at the pinnacle, we're at the climax of the Seder, we feel the love for Hashem, the love for Klal Yisrael, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, and from us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That really defines what the Seder is all about. And that really shows maybe why in a little panemius, what a little bit of an internal message, why it should just be Jews at the Seder. Because when it comes down to it, the Pesach, it shows the great love between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Be'ez Hashem, we should be zocha to be able all together in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh.